Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie. Irish online car insurance that's driven to offer big discounts and even bigger rewards.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is Monday, the 23rd of December, 2024, which means there are two sleeps till Christmas. And right now, tens of thousands of people are flying, driving, ferrying home to see their families and friends, most of them through our airports at Belfast, Shannon, Cork, and the busiest of them all, Dublin Airport. That is where we are this morning, live and ensconced in the arrivals hall of Terminal 2. So join us in the homecoming, please. Get in touch. The text is 51551, and you can WhatsApp 087-032-3232 from north and south, and of course email oliver@rte.ie. Welcome. And I can tell you, friends, it has been a joyful place since early this morning. Many hopeful faces by the barriers, some of them with falchious signs all beautifully coloured in. And this is where passengers from the long-haul flights come in to the country. 50,000 people are arriving home for Christmas just today through Dublin Airport. I met a man who flew in from Boston overnight. He went on a J1 in 1985, and he's just after coming home now. He's on his way down to his mammy in Tipperary, and there have been hugs and handshakes, some awkward man hugs, I have to say, I've noticed as well. But they come from everywhere with their backpacks and tans, with presents and tears, from the summer winds of Australia or the blasted skies of Canada, from London, Berlin, or bright blue Greece. Wherever they come from, they land this morning into the arms of wintry-cheeked loved ones. And what awaits them are the familiar fields and boreens of Irish homes, or a mammy at a hot press on a street built with love and all the yesterday's hard work. Some are coming home for love, some for grief, for rekindling or mingling. Their egg chucked a walia for their heart, for their kids, for their futures, for the first time, or indeed for good. It is a homecoming morning, and we're here to celebrate all in wonderful company. We'll have live music shortly from Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats. But for the chats throughout this morning, I'm joined by Cork actor Norma Sheehan, star of the stage show It's Wine O'Clock with Norma Sheehan. Yes. Good morning, Norma.
Hi, Oliver.
And very festive in tinsel scarf.
I grabbed this off the tree and flung it around my neck.
That you looks like you've crashed into a Christmas tree.
I crashed.
And the pride of Malahide himself, James Patrice, star of the Olympia Panto, Ollie and Polly are Freezing.
That is right, yes. It's a take on Frozen, but for copyright reasons, it's Freezing. And instead of Olaf, I'm No Laugh.
No Laugh.
But there will be a laugh, hopefully.
Getting
so.
That now. Yeah. And your dress is Dolly Parton.
I'm currently resplendent in rhinestones, and I'm hoping for them. I've caught onto your tinsel a few times, Norma.
Well, I'm more tacky than you now. You're only gorgeous.
I love, this is the one time of year we are fighting to be tackier. Yeah. Which is great. Yeah.
Fighting, very important.
Elf ears and all.
So how are you feeling? Are you all in the Christmas mood?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Christmassy here, isn't it?
I think Wednesday was a good day for Christmas to land on, because we all kind of started Christmas on Friday. It's great, isn't it?
Speak for yourself. It's been nice. I've noticed, have you been noticing the people who are here to welcome, the sort of terra firma people, are the most enthusiastic about the arrival situation? Whereas the people arriving kind of too surprised?
There's a slight element of mortification from those who are actually arriving. But the people who are here, see, they've had all morning. And also, they all look fab. I'd be fuming coming off the flight.
Yeah.
You'd be
yeah.
sweating, done in, maybe done a face mask if you have the time. But they're all here. Curly blow dries all around.
Are you
just off the flight? You have a great blow dry.
Great blow
Fabulous.
Dry.
Fabulous. Did you do it on the plane?
Wow, do you have extensions? Do you have extensions? You're fabulous.
We're going to chat to her.
You're right.
Come here, your Christmases. Have you got them all planned? Do you know what you're doing? James, you have now roped your whole family into all of your content online.
I do. They have no choice but to be featured in the content. Yeah, so Chris, it's kind of busy for me because it's Panto, obviously, in the Olympia. So we're flat out. I'm off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I have two shows later today. I'm such a martyr. I love giving out about it.
You're also the generation that lives at home.
Pardon?
You live at home.
Oh, I do. Oh, I can't courage me.
So is Christmas Absolutely. Not a strange... It's just like, oh, well, here we are again.
Well, I mean, I still get the stocking in the morning. Yeah. Oh, Santi still comes every year.
Wow.
Absolutely. And now it's gone from selection boxes. Now it's probably maybe a bottle of vodka and a packet of Salpidine. But that's... the essentials at Christmas. You know what I mean?
The label or consult your doctor.
Consult always, yes.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But I re-gift those, of course.
But you dress up, don't you? Your whole family dress up to the nines and don't leave the building.
Oliver.
Matching?
We don't leave the house. Well, no, not matching. We have matching underwear, obviously. That's another thing. But we leave.
Your mother, God, lover.
Oh, she.
This is a family program.
We wear the same brassiere. But we leave briefly to visit my Auntie Patricia. Then we're back home. But yeah, we get done up, Oliver, to stand at the Christmas tree, take the photos because they have to go on Facebook, and then we don't leave the house.
And you cook nothing, I'd
say. I don't cook. I set the table.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is very important.
Tablescaping.
I love a tablescape. Yeah. The place names, even though everyone knows exactly where they're sitting, there's only about six of us. But it's very important. You must tablescape
so
everything.
So yourself, the parents,
my sister, her husband, and my little niece.
Oh, you've glitter all over your head. Is that from the last night?
I am currently still covered. I shampooed twice this morning. I cleansed 14 times. The glitter is everywhere. But it's Christmas. I don't mind. Oh, it'll be there until probably March.
Wow. And Norma, you tell us, because you obviously are from Cork, which you mention every five seconds.
I am from Cork, yes, down to the cousins. And dad cooks dinner, so we'll all go to Whitechurch for dinner on Christmas Day, and we'll have the pudding with the big flames coming out of it. And we might go visit Mammy in the graveyard, a bit of emotion, and then back to the couple of drinks.
It is the Irish Christmas. I mean, we're lovely to visit graves, and some of them are dickied up for Christmas.
Yeah, like I'd be fairly cold now, but the other day my Auntie Betty Niley gave me a wreath to put on my mother's grave, and I was like, grand. And I'm sure I got all welly emotion. It is a really weird time of year, like even cold cows like me can get soft, you know? So I find it, I was, and then a few minutes later I was back in the road listening to the tunes. But no, it can be a very emotional time of year, can't it?
It's a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a roller coaster. Yeah. But because you've got teenagers.
I do. I have three teenagers. So Santa comes in the morning and we have a lovely breakfast in Dublin, and then we go down to Cork for the dinner and we get fed.
You have a sensible rule, a 6 a.m. rule for Santa.
6 a.m. rule, yeah, we do. Like there was a couple of years where Santa came too early and the kids were up at 2 a.m. and they don't go back to bed.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m., yeah. Oh, the miserable head on me that day. Oh, my God. No, it's not fair.
I didn't think Santa was that efficient.
I think Santa should have a rule that he doesn't deliver till 6 a.m.
That is the advice to the chunk of the nation listening, that 6 a.m. is pretty much a rule. Okay, are we going to go and we're going to go meet some people here? You're keeping an eye on the messages. Just a reminder again, 087-032-3232. But I'm coming over here to meet some people. I think someone has arrived in from Philadelphia. Who's arrived from Philadelphia? I've got Mark, Noel, Mary and Jennifer. And we'll start with you, Mark.
You've just arrived. Yeah, just home from Philadelphia, from Northside Dublin, in the Beaumont-Tartane area. And me and my wife live in Philly. And we just arrived in this morning. So we're excited to get home. First Christmas since 2007.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first Christmas with my wife in Ireland. So very excited, very excited.
With your American wife.
Yeah.
And this is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much.
Welcome home, we could tell you now, because half of the family there are from Ireland. So, but you've been over to Ireland before. It's your first Christmas.
First Christmas, usually we're over in the summer. So this is the first time I get to experience, you know.
To us, Philly is the nice snowy place.
Yeah, I think it was like, what, -3 yesterday?
What are your expectations of an Irish Christmas? Have you been told by Mark?
Lots of food, lots of drink, lots of tea, actually.
Oh yeah, yes, very, 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 very important.
So very excited to spend it with family.
Well, you're welcome home. I'm going to talk to Mary. You were the welcoming party, Mary.
All one of me. No, my husband Noel.
And your husband Noel, who is, I notice now, standing away from you at the moment. But
he does that on a regular basis.
What was the welcome like? I've noticed some awkward hugs this morning. Did you go all in, enthusiastic, big, smiley hug?
All in. All in.
You're a bit emotional this morning, are you?
I am. It's, as Mark said, it's 2007 since we've all been together for Christmas. And my daughter came home from Australia last week. I just want to wish a quick happy birthday to my lovely niece, Gemma, in Rathfarnham, celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, that's worth doing. So you have them scattered around the world?
I have. I've loads of places to visit. I just don't have the money. So if there's a raffle today, it would be great.
We get you concert tickets. That's about as far as we could go. But that'll do, won't it, Mary? I come here. You miss them when they're away?
All the time. All the time.
Does the communications help, or is it...
Sometimes it does, and other times it makes you feel more lonely. But
really,
it's great that we have such communication networks now that we can. I remember letters coming from Australia that were paper thin because it was so expensive, and now you can do it for little or nothing. So it's wonderful.
It's across the time zone. What's the plan for Christmas, Mary?
Eat, drink, and be merry.
And they're here with you. Yeah. That's the most. Noel, are you? You're just backing away. Yes.
I just keep backing away. Yeah.
But it's great, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
There's
it
a
is.
Lovely festive mood here.
Exactly.
Are you born and bred Beaumont or Artane?
I'm actually from Moreno.
Oh, you're from Moreno.
Yes.
Drumcondra now. Okay, we've got four different suburbs of Dublin going. Okay, Mr. Hoddy, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Well, a happy Christmas to everyone here. And we're going to give you some. There's some tickets. What are the tickets actually we're giving them? Brian Adams, the Three Arena in May. So that's Mary now. You'll be gone back, I presume, to Philadelphia. Now to Auntie Edwina.
Oh,
welcome, Edwina. You're home to Nace.
I am. My brother, Weldon, and his two daughters, Charlotte and Gabrielle, they picked me up at the airport now. And we just want to say hi to Orla, and she's Weldon's wife. And I'm just so excited to be home. Say hi to Jacintha. She's waiting for us. She's got Irish cooked breakfast. It's waiting for us. So we're on our way, Jacintha. And say hi to Denise, Richard. Say hi to Hilda, Martin, Liam, Max. And we're all thrilled to be here, and especially to Carmel, my mom, our mom, yeah. Carmel. And to everyone in Craddock House Nursing Home, and to my sister Ruth and Ollie and their gang.
Oh my God, an incredible memory. And you've just flown in from North Carolina.
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina.
What a beautiful place.
I've got a gorgeous niece, and her name's Charlotte. And it's like, you know, I see the sweatshirt, it's Charlotte. And then it's like, there's no Gabrielle. And it's like, I can't just buy her.
You've got a beautiful sign here, Charlotte. Is this your
welcome home, Edwina.
It's very colourful.
We're just so thrilled to have her home. Like, it wouldn't be the same without her. And Christmas can finally start now.
Auntie Edwina is fabulously glam.
Oh, she's so glam. Look at her.
She really is.
She is so glam.
Compliment to you. So
I'm in
beautiful.
A very kitsch, festive get-up this morning. But because you're in the airline business, I believe.
Yes, I am. I am indeed. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about that or not.
Oh, that's
not,
actually you know. Fine. I mean, you work with American Airlines.
Yes.
That's where you work. How long have you been away from Ireland then?
So, it's about, a year? Well, a year? Well, altogether, probably 20.
Yeah, I was wondering. It's got in on the accent very nicely, though.
Well, people, it's very confusing to people. They just don't know where I'm from. It's either Australia or England. They just don't get Ireland.
Keep it that way, you know. You're just very musical. That's what happens when accents change. You just tell people we're very musical. Is Weldon, is that your first name? It's unusual first
brother.
Name, Weldon. This is the brother.
Yeah, it's taxi.
Yeah, the taxi. You're one and only brother.
Yeah.
It's mostly
he's
girls
the
and family. Oh, you must be worshipped in that family.
Five
two girls, Charlotte and Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Gabrielle.
Yeah. He's been around girls his whole life, so he's a girl dad.
he's an emotional, sentimental man, is that
yes,
what you mean?
He is.
Yes, for good reason. Gabrielle, have you anyone to say hello to as well? What age are you, by the way?
I'm 14.
14. Excited for Christmas.
Yeah. We just want to say hi to Mum, working in Killeshy this morning. We miss you and we can't wait to see you when you come home. And we're so excited to have you over for Christmas, Edwina. And yeah, just happy Christmas to everyone.
Brilliant. And we're going to give you tickets to, this is an amazing satirical piece, Dr. Strange Love, which is at Bord Gáis Energy Theatre coming in. Oh, you're nodding there, Weldon. You're very happy with that. Two tickets for you. A happy Christmas to you all.
Thank you so much.
And welcome home, Edwina. Same
to you.
Stay fabulous. Stay firm.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to say hello to Luke Thomas of the Swing Cats.
Hello.
Good morning, Luke. You all look very festive in the Swing Cats.
We're delighted to be here. Of course we are.
A swing band, a jazz band is the coolest thing to have.
Absolutely, yeah.
You were in Grafton Street busking, I believe.
We were on Grafton Street busking. We were doing a lot of winter weddings. We do a lot of weddings. We're very romantic men as well. We're very festive men. And we just finished up a tour. So, and announcing another tour.
And another tour. And you're going to be in Vicar Street, aren't you?
We're going to be in Vicar Street next year. So all the details are on the swingcats.ie.
Swingcats.ie.
I'm looking forward to Christmas now.
Is the busking thing that you do every year to get the atmosphere going? Because you were doing a gig in the Sugar Club,
weren't
you?
We were doing a gig in the Sugar Club. We were doing a Healy there a couple of weeks ago. And just before the sound check, we went down on the Grafton Streets. The best street in the world, isn't it?
Well, I find it really Christmassy, Dublin, and I'm a country lad.
Yeah, but
so there's just something about it, isn't it? I know
so
there's a light.
We just wheeled out a few of the speakers and we sang a few songs and it was great, you know. Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, so I'm looking forward to getting my Lego for Christmas. That's what I get every year. So.
This is a memory of yours as a child, is it?
Oh, it is. Big time, yeah. I was All-Ireland champion Lego maker under 10, would you believe? So I get Lego every year. It's just something, part of my tradition. I buy it myself now, of course, but still, you know, it's all good.
Didn't expect this level of bragging for the start of the morning, but well done, Luke. What are you going to start us up with, by the way?
We're going to start with White Christmas, if that's okay.
Oh, beautiful. Christmas, and there's a nice old crowd gathering here in the Bible. So,
if you know,
it comes in waves, the people in and out.
Absolutely,
but
well,
there's a lovely, kind of emotional
it
feeling
is,
in the
I
air.
Feel it,
isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
I can see some for tearful welcomes and some kind of awkward ones as well. We're going to talk about those. White Christmas, Luke Thomas of the Swing Cats. Right. Take it away, gentlemen.
Anyone over there at the seats, if you want to sing along, you're allowed as well, all right? Here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Will the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear?
Ho!
Sleigh bells in the snow. Ah, yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I'll write. May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright.
You know this one, Oliver, don't you?
May all your Christmases.
We'll have a little bit of saxophone. Come on, Danny, let's do it. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Thank you very much. Looks a bit better now, does it? All I'm missing is the tinsel. All right, the second verse, folks. We're all going to sing it together. All right.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas. Thank you.
Happy Christmas. Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats. We'll have more for them later. Norma Sheen and James Patrice are staying with us. You're monitoring some of the messages?
Yes, yes. Lots of messages
we,
coming in.
We are. There's a lovely one here. So you spoke to Edwina.
Lady,
she said, my two daughters are there, Charlotte and Gabrielle, and they had a great sign for Edwina. It was a great sign.
It was very,
it was very
nice.
A lot
of love gone into that.
There was indeed.
There's a lovely one here. Can we bring back clapping at the end of a flight? The crew do so much work. They keep us safe. We had a rough landing, and I really wanted to say thank you, but I couldn't.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's at nice. Christmas time.
Yeah. At Christmas time, just please. Allowed. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a bit of a hello. We love a hello. A hello to the Murrays from the Sunday Morning Singers. They're collecting Hannah from Canada.
Fantastic. And it rhymes as well.
It does. I'd like to hear the Sunday Morning Singers.
Yeah.
They'd be a bit ropey after the Saturday night, but I'd say they'd get through it.
After a flight as well.
Hi, Oliver and the team. My son, Ben McInerney, is flying out from Terminal 2 this morning to visit his girlfriend in Rhode Island. Can you give him a big good wishes, as we will miss him very much for Christmas and the New Year? Thanks, Ciarán.
There are people going in the other direction as well.
Yeah.
True, on the way out. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're back with more fun and games from Dublin Airport Terminal 2 right after these.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Don't live your life on hold with online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. We are live from Dublin Airport Terminal 2, and I'm joined by Gray McQueen, who is the boss. You're the boss running things today, really, aren't you? Media manager-wise.
We're in trouble if I'm the boss, Oliver.
You're the media manager. Graeme, what's it like for the last 2 weeks? There's been a build-up to this, hasn't there? There's been festivities here for a while.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've had 2 weeks of choirs and performances in the terminals, lots of school kids coming in. I think we've had over 1,000 coming in, which has been brilliant. And just the scenes you see today, we've saw for the last 2 weeks. I think they're hitting the high today, which is really nice. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing more of that over the next 2 days.
And just tons and tons of numbers. You mentioned me earlier on, there's 50,000 arriving, but in general, through the airport, you're taking care of about, 90,000?
Yeah, about 90,000 today, and that's been the case all this week. It's been great. You know, lots of grandparents meeting grandkids for the first time, you know, brothers and sisters getting back together. It's just a magic time in the airport, and I'm quite happy to soak it all up.
And it's been a busy year at the airport in general. There's been kind of big moments, yeah, haven't there?
Yeah, it's been our busiest year ever. So the first 11 months of the year were all record months. So really fantastic. And, you know, passengers are happy as well. Our satisfaction scores are really high, which we're delighted with. Yeah. We obviously had a tough time if you go back to coming out of COVID. But, you know, I think we're really back on our feet now and you know, taking over really, really nicely as an airport. And that's all down to the great team that we have.
Brilliant to see an airport buzzing. You had kind of seminal moments as well, like the Olympic homecoming, our best ever Olympics. That was an extraordinary moment.
Yeah, it was extraordinary for a Scotsman to see Olympic winners. I'm not used to seeing that, but it was great. No, we'd lots of medals coming home, and the Paralympics coming home as well a couple of weeks after.
Course, yes.
That was brilliant. And yeah, you barely go a week here without seeing something, some big sports team or something going through, with Shamrock Rovers going through last week, which was great. And we love to see that sort of thing happening.
And the toy show they filmed here as well, didn't they, for that big opener?
Yeah, it was a great couple of days. We had the toy show out filming. Very hard to keep it a secret when you're filming such a big show in the middle of October.
Yeah.
People kept asking us what's being filmed, and we were like, oh, just some TV ad, don't worry about it. So no, that was great. And when we all saw it go out there last week, we all got a real buzz from that, for sure.
The airport itself, it does have a day off, doesn't it?
Yeah, only day we ever close is Christmas Day. So we're closed on Christmas Day. We do have a skeleton staff here just in case any flights need to divert into Dublin. But no, we give the staff a well-earned day off, and that's a tradition that we won't be changing anytime soon.
So there's an error. The last flight lands when?
The last flight will come in on Christmas Eve about 11:55. And there's a good reason for that, obviously. We've got a very important visitor that we need to get in to the airspace.
Very
so the airspace will be free for Santa and his reindeers to come in.
Brilliant. And all day Christmas Day, nothing landing, nothing taking off.
That's the idea. We do sometimes get the odd. Other airports are open, so we're open for diversions. Our airport police team and fire and rescue team will be in. Skeleton staff, as I say, they'll take the hit for everybody else working Christmas Day. So, but no, it's a long tradition in the airport that we give staff a day off, and I think that's well earned given what we've done over the last year.
Do you have advice for people coming today to the airport? Because it is busy.
Yeah, my advice at this time of year is come 10 minutes early, because you don't want to miss your loved ones coming through. You know, it's just a magic time to be here. And even before you get your own loved ones through the door, you're going to see magic scenes, lots of smiles, a few tears as well. I'm brave enough to admit I've shed a few myself. You're watching some of these scenes. It's just fantastic.
Gets in on you, doesn't it?
It does.
Listen, we wish you well today and a happy Christmas to you. Graeme McQueen, Media Manager at Dublin Airport Authority. Graeme, if you'd excuse me, because I'm now going to go over here to some visitors, and it's Helen, isn't it? Helen Colbert.
That's correct.
Welcome, Helen, but you're the welcoming party,
I'm the welcoming
party.
This is Johanna.
Johanna, you got here?
I did, yes.
Where did you fly in from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver, oh my God, you come. It's a very trendy place as well, isn't it?
Very trendy.
How long have you been over there?
5 years now.
5 years?
Yes.
You're looking young. That's a big chunk of your
time. It has been,
time.
Yes. I just got my citizenship recently.
Oh, did you? Congratulations. Of Canada. And who's this beside you?
This is my partner, Karim.
Karim?
I'm in Canada.
Karim, you're Canadian.
I'm not Canadian, but it's lovely to meet you.
You've come in from Vancouver. Well, welcome, because is this your first? This is your first visit to
yes,
Ireland.
Yes, first time in Ireland. Super excited. I'm buzzing.
Well, fair play to you for buzzing after such a long flight.
Yeah.
And Helen, this is the daughter's fella.
Yeah, it is.
I presume you've met before.
Only once, in this last summer. So we're introducing him to the country. We're hoping to make a good impression.
Very good. You've met him on foreign soil.
We did.
And now this is the serious karma. Do you understand what you're in for here? This is
absolutely not.
Helen is a stern woman. Where are you from, Helen? Where's home?
Well, originally I'm from Ardmore, County Waterford, but we live in
lovely.
Cashel, County Tip.
You live in Cashel. Two beautiful places you're in.
Absolutely.
I met a man from Cashel actually this morning. What will Christmas be like then?
Well, I'm hoping it'll be pleasant, but we had a bit of we had a big fight before we got into the guard.
Nothing like a bit of a Christmas fight, isn't there?
Disagreement.
Sorry, who's that disagreeing now behind you? Introduce yourself, sir.
John.
Oh, okay. What was the fight over?
The car. We won't go into it.
Is it all over now? And you hugged it out?
It's all over, yes. Back to normal.
Just about.
Come here. You're a family of singers, I believe.
We are. So we'll have mass. We're going to entertain the guests in the Cashel Palace tomorrow evening, and then we'll go straight up to mass.
You've already been entertaining people during Nevin's Christmas shows.
Yes,
Nevin
we certainly
McGuire.
Did. Yes.
The Nevin.
Yes. Yes.
And are you one of those families that's stuck in everything?
No.
Yes.
So Cashel is home, and is Christmas in Cashel, or are you going
Absolutely.
Back to Ardmore?
No, in Cashel, because of the commitment at Mass tomorrow night. So we'll stay in Cashel.
Oh, because of the singing.
Yes.
Is Karim going to have to sing as well?
Potentially.
Don't worry, we'll give you Silent Night in Irish. Yeah. And you'll be fine. Joanna, what do you do in Vancouver? What keeps you there apart from Karim?
I'm an area manager for a salad company. So it's a small local company. And just, yeah. Just
for help. Which salad company?
Yeah, Field and Social.
Oh, very good. I thought I misheard there. But Vancouver is very into its salads.
It is. Yeah, it's a good spot for it. So yeah, it's great.
We have a lovely gift. We've got Gabrielle in the Three Arena. That's happening in March, so I presume you'll be gone home.
I will not be here, then, but so great for them.
Is Rose a sister as well? Yes. Say hello to you, Rose.
Yes.
And oh, you've got the lovely sign with all beads and everything, and it's got Christmas and it's got the Canadian flag.
Yep.
It's, you're literally in Canadian colours, Joanna. We'll have to have a conversation and cashel over, you know, the patriotic duty and so on. I think we're going to someone else now, aren't we? We're going across. Happy Christmas to you all, by the way, to the cashel, to the Colbert family. Now I'm going to speak to, we make people wear it. Jacinta from Longford. Welcome, Jacinta. Are you the welcomer?
I'm the mammy, yes.
So you're here.
Chief M.
And who have you welcomed?
I have Aoife and I have Emer here, and we're waiting.
Aoife, Emer. Oh, you're waiting, okay.
We're waiting on our son James, who was 21 on the 11th of December.
December, okay, very good.
So
where's
he celebrating from? Over there. He was at college in Chicago.
In Chicago.
So he's coming back now. Home to mammy and Boxty.
Is everybody else home living at, or not living at home, but everyone's in Ireland?
Aoife's in Scotland. She's studying there. So I have them all for Christmas.
All part of the story, isn't it? The youngsters scattered around the place.
Yeah. And the baby's doing the leaving cert, so she's off on a day off today.
Good luck, baby. Aoife, Emer, whichever one you are. And are you looking forward to seeing your brother?
Oh, yeah. It's good to have him home.
What's going to be the first row when everyone is suddenly slipped back into their childhood dynamics?
The house is quiet without him, so it's good to have him back.
Food in the fridge. Yeah.
This is all happening in Longford, by the way, isn't it? Is it Longford town or just...
No, we're in Moyne in North Longford.
I knew there was a very specific part, down some Boreen somewhere in Longford. Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it, having the kids away?
It is, but it's good. We can FaceTime and they're over and back. I won't mention the airline that's really good for having them over and back.
But listen,
we're really looking forward to James coming home.
Lovely.
And he's landed, so we're waiting patiently.
He's coming. Would you like to go and see Simple Minds? They're going to be live on Trinity in the summer, which is hard to imagine in the middle of December, but we can stand outdoors for the odd time.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to everyone in Moyne up in Longford. I've got Yvonne next to me. Yvonne, you're also waiting, aren't you? You're part of the welcoming party.
Yes, I'm waiting for my husband to come for his first Christmas to Ireland.
Your husband's first Christmas in Ireland? But
We live in Sydney.
Oh, I see.
I came home a couple of weeks early, just spent some time with my family, and now he's coming for Christmas.
And how long are you married?
We're married about 10 years now, 11 years.
Oh, love it.
And I think. Under pressure, I can't remember. Yeah.
And you've never spent the Christmas here together?
We haven't been able. We tried to come home, we got stuck in Dubai and we missed Christmas. So this is the first one that it's working out for us. So far, so good.
These are the little children?
Yeah, they're Aussies.
You're Australian children. Are you all excited to be here for your Irish Christmas? Rio and Henry, I have. What you've been? Is this your first time in Ireland then since December? You've been here 2 or 3 weeks?
Yes.
You're looking forward to seeing Daddy then?
Yes.
Can't wait.
Very
can't
excited.
Wait to get their hands on him.
What are you planning for Christmas?
We're all piling into my mum's house. My sister lives in Madrid and she's coming over, and then my other sister lives down the road, so we're all just going to my mum's house and having a big Christmas dinner.
We are scattered to the winds as a people, aren't we?
We are, but it's great. It's great. We get very intense holidays all the time, all together. So it's good.
Okay, good luck, children. They get very intense when they all come together. They were kids once as well. Yvonne, this home is Westmeath, as we said.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Westmeath?
Moat, County Westmeath.
Oh, in Moat, in County Westmeath. Yeah. Many of us were stuck there trying to get to Galway over the years.
But
thankfully bypassed now.
It is.
And people are finally have the freedom of the air in Moat.
They have.
Lionel Richie, there's tickets.
Oh,
I'd imagine they'll be gifted. You'll be back in Sydney.
We'll gift them.
But you have a nice long Christmas here in the meantime.
Thankfully. To the end of January, so it's good.
Happy Christmas, you guys. Rio, and good luck when Daddy comes in. Make sure you give him a big cheer now. Big Coke. Happy Christmas to you. Bye-bye, Slán. Now, we're coming back over to James and Norma. And people are in touch, are they, with us from around the place? What is happening?
Yes, there's the Sunderlands in Wexford. There's Simon is flying into the to help on the farm in Kilcarl in County Wexford.
Coming home to help on the farm. Yeah. Not even getting the holiday.
And Sue in Knock is disappointed we didn't do it from Knock Airport today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, We'll get there next year.
Oh, yeah, there's always. I mean, it's busy. It's busy exactly. From every part. We've mentioned Absolutely. Every point in the country as well. Come here, guys, your own actual Christmas and your lunches and all of that sort of thing. Mm. Is there a game plan in? When you're living at home, James, are you part of the big shop? What happens?
Yes, yeah, so I'm part of the big shop. I dictate what I would like, but I won't actually be there for the big shop. The big shop kind of.
There's something wrong
yesterday.
With that. I mean, Norma is already gearing up to sort of
you're,
put manners
yeah.
in
here.
Well, I just think there's too many fights. One year I was put on MASH for 17 people. And I went to the supermarket and put it into a Pyrex bowl, but they sussed me, binned it. It wasn't good enough. So I got fired then from all
Did you make
duties.
The MASH?
No, no, I just got it and put it in a microwave, put it into a Tupperware and pretend I made it.
That's enough to be put on the naughty list.
If you do it bad enough times, then someone else takes over the cooking, I find. Yeah, it's bad.
My sister, she said this year, so she was going to make the cheesecake this year. She does most years she do it.
Yeah.
Came home yesterday and I noticed there was a dessert in the fridge already that Mum had bought. And it, usually Vanessa's cheesecake, she might be listening, is lovely. But one year, there was something funny and there was a few trips.
Controversial.
To
you can't complain if you're not even involved in the big shop.
I know, but
you lose your right.
You don't want the cheesecake running through you, so we were not taking chances this year. But Vanessa, your cheesecake is lovely if you are listening. Thank you so much.
On that lovely note,
you're welcome.
We hand over to the Swing Cats again. Got a nice number from the Jungle Book, isn't it, Luke?
Absolutely. King of the Swingers. Let's
take
go.
It away. It. No better man.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you know it, sing along, dance along. One, two, a one, two, three, ho! Well, I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. And I reached the top, I had to stop, that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cubs, stroll into town. Be like the other man cubs, dynamoking around. Oh, oopie doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk and talk like you do. You said it's true, and if I me. We got a few dancers. Can't wait to be you, man. Yeah. Happy Christmas, everybody. Oh, one more verse. Let's do this. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now, don't try to fool me, man, cub, because I made a deal with you. What a desire, this man's red fire. I can be like you. Won't you give me that secret, man, cub? Won't you clue me what to do? Give me the power of man's red flower. I can be like you. Oh, oopie doo, I wanna be like you. And if like me can learn to be you, man, can learn to be you, man, the big finish. Can learn to be you, man.
Oh. Thank you very much. The Swing Cats. We are live in the Arrivals Hall of Dublin Airport. I'm looking at the flights coming in from Istanbul and Munich and Wellington and London and Amsterdam and Reykjavik, all over the place. We'll take a quick break. Back with more crack after these.
Email Oliver at rte.ie.
You're very welcome back. 087-032-3232 is the WhatsApp now. There are passengers, there are welcomers, there are people arriving, but also, of course, staff very busy today, and particularly in security. And Dermot Smith is with me. He's a well-known member of the security team here in Terminal 2. Or do you go between the terminals, Dermot?
A nod to him, as they say.
Oh, really? Oh, you're mostly not T.
Yeah, I would go up, but it'd normally be in Terminal 1. I was in there this morning. It was fantastic. Can I just say a big shout-out to our... airport security team.
Yes.
Our ASUs and our management doing lots of work. But the fun today was so good. They were slagging me hat. The only dub wearing a Mayo colours.
Oh, it's a Mayo colours.
I didn't cop it myself.
When did you start working in Dublin Airport?
I'm here about 18 years now, but I started 47 years ago.
Go away.
And I took a sabbatical because I loved music, and I got into music, and I went for a dream. And
So you started here when you were 17?
Then
you
18, literally from school.
Really? What did you do initially for those
I started in the trolley section when there was 60 trolleys. You wouldn't even get at that in a quarter of a bay now.
Simply the luggage trolleys. We're 60
the luggage
in the
trolleys
airport.
With my friend Donal O'Hagan, the two of us. And from there, I went to maintenance stores. I did a bit of vending machines. It was Irene to then, but now it's the DAA. And I got into music. I got a little record contract with Rika's Records.
Yeah.
A couple of singles. Kept it going. I'm still playing. I'm
you
still doing
a,
music.
You basically took a couple of years, didn't you, out of the airport?
Yeah, I took a sabbatical, as they say. I took to follow the dream, like everyone else, and we should, because there were so many bands in those days.
Yeah.
Around the time of Aslan, that's when I was.
Okay.
Then I came back. It's the only place you can start your working career, take a break, come back and finish your working career.
I find this amazing.
I'm finished in 2026.
How long was the gap? Until September was the name of your band.
Yeah, till September. We were on the Late Late with Gabo. Yeah. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. It was 4th of July was the film that they were pushing that night. And so it was that time. But that was the pinnacle, the Late Late.
You
can't beat it.
And it was at a time where everyone was forced to watch television.
That's a fact.
In those days. And how long was the sabbatical? How many years did you do the
band?
I
think it was about 12 years, but my wife Lydia would know more because she knows everything.
And it didn't fully work out.
It didn't. It didn't. There were so many bands around that time, Oliver. So many bands. I was of the time of Aslan myself till September. Lots of bands.
I love about it is you gave it a go.
100%.
So you can't be wondering.
But I'm still singing. And that man will tell you over there, you'll always be singing. If you have a voice, you'll always be singing.
One of the things you do is you sing in the airport.
I do. And I love the airport.
What time does your shift begin?
10 to 4.
10 to 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. We were doing Sweet Dreams at about 20 past 4 with everyone there. It was great.
Is it generally grim in the airport at 4 a.m.?
It's mad all the time when it's really busy, but I love it because it's the stress levels. And, you know, it's an experience. And I love the experience of the airport. But I try and relieve the stress because when you get to where screening areas, that's when the standard procedure kicks in. And that's when the rules and regulations, up to that, you're mine. I look after you on the
and you've lanes. Got the serious face
give them
on
a song.
And going, right.
Give them a song. And
then you turn the stress into a bit of a thing. Are people grumpy or do they receive you well?
People are brilliant. I love an odd one can't bear me in the morning. And I understand that. I could be an acquired taste. But
they're wrecked, aren't they?
I'll sing a song and we'll go for it then. And they'll join me.
So that someone filmed you last year in the queue,
didn't
they? Yeah,
that went really
totally viral.
Big time. And the amount of comments that people, they were so lovely towards me. You know, it was, and I think it just hit a chord because you wouldn't normally get it at an airport. And it happened at Dublin Airport. And it just went on from that and it's still going. I think I'm going viral again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it.
What kind of things are people saying? It's lovely to see those messages, isn't it?
Look, there's so many messages that it's a change from the norm going through airports. Mm-hmm. And I don't think about the time I'm in these queues when I'm listening to you because people are lovely. They take the slags. You know what I mean?
Very good.
I'll give them the classic. I don't want to stretch it, but that's actually an empty queue. You're not walking there. So they'll go on to the queue and they'll realise that. I'll say to them, I don't know how you got out of bed this morning, but that queue is empty. And that's like a parking spot in Dublin City. Get in quick.
Get in there quickly.
And that's what they do. But we were singing great song today. We were singing Driving Home for Christmas.
Lovely. That's one
Could
of your
I
favorites.
Could I give you a few bars?
Oh, sure, please, while you're here.
Would you
sure.
mind?
While you're here.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
We'll join in.
Dermot Smith, the singing security man, well known.
Driving home for Christmas.
Ooh.
Everybody.
Ooh.
I can't wait to see those faces.
Give us a clap.
I'm driving home in time. Yeah. Well, I move on down the line. And it's been so long. But I will be there. Sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car. I'm driving home for Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody. Welcome, Dermot.
Happy Christmas from everyone in the airport to you.
Dermot Smith, look after the senior security man. Thank you so much, and happy Christmas to you, Dermot. And watch out for him in the security queues, 4 a.m. until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now I'm back over looking at the welcomers and the arrivals. I've got Kiva Minogue here beside me, and is it Ayla? Ayla Lachman.
Yes.
Ayla, you're Ayla. Yeah. So who's arrived home and who's?
Connor.
You're waiting. So two of you are the welcoming party. Sorry, mother and daughter.
Yes.
So Ayla is the daughter. And where are you from, Kiva?
Drogheda.
You're from Drogheda?
Yes, yes.
Very good. And you're waiting for Connor?
Connor is coming. He should be coming through now from he should have flown in from Chicago. He's attending Notre Dame and he's coming home.
Okay, great.
Yes.
From Chicago?
Yes, yes.
How long has he been over there?
This is his third year in college.
Okay, and does he get home for Christmas?
He does.
Every year?
He
and
does,
is this otherwise, he's over there?
He's over there, yes.
Very exciting in your house.
Very exciting, yes. We haven't seen him since summertime, so yeah, we're delighted to see him.
I hope he's not one of the awkward people sometimes who are. Oh no, you're all lovely glammed up in winter chic for the airport.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
What do you do yourselves? Have occupied you in your life?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes,
thank you for your service.
Yes, yeah.
And do you want to give a shout out to the place you're currently on
holiday
from?
A big shout out to all the children in St. Finian's in Dillonstown.
In Dillonstown?
Yes.
It's outside Drogheda.
County Louth, yes.
Yeah. And Ayla, looking forward to seeing your brother?
Yes, I haven't seen him in so long.
You're very un-Irish in your expression of...
Really?
What age are you, Ayla, can I ask?
I'm 19.
19, and are you in college or
finishing? Yes, business studies in DCU.
And are you loving it there?
Yeah, I love it. It's my first year.
Would you wish you were abroad in a fancy college?
I actually do. It was my idea to go abroad first, but Connor just took the dream.
Connor took your dream.
A little bit.
We'll leave you with that absolute family mess. We have some tickets for you. Yes, now that's what I call a musical. Bored Gosh Energy Theatre. It's in January, so you might
Fabulous.
Get... Not too long to wait to look forward to that.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much. Happy Christmas to you both and everyone in Drogheda. I hope Connor makes his way in very soon from to Chicago. Right, back over to our panel. Norma and James Patrice are here. By the way, people are talking a lot about... They're talking a lot about fighting.
Yes.
You have a kind of a method in your house.
I do, because I find it's inevitable there will be a fight on Christmas Day in some capacity. So I think get it out of the way.
About something
enough.
Utterly meaningless.
Oh, absolutely stupid, ridiculous. So get it out of the way earlier on. So my sister and I, now bearing in mind I'm 35 and she's 40, and we still have to fight. So I would say, the second she comes in the door, I'll say, right, what could we fight about?
Pillow fight.
That as well. We'll fight about, could be maybe some what we're wearing, who's going to make some. Well, actually, neither of us will make anything. We sit there, we're disgraceful. But so get the fight out of the way early enough.
So you have to kind of stage the fight then, do you?
Well, I mean, I do enjoy theatrics.
Oh,
so and then sometimes you kind of find yourself, you know, we better put on a good one for mum and dad. You know what I mean? You don't want to be too dramatic. But there'd be you might do a fake stage slap. I'm still in panto mode, obviously. So you'll get that in. You wagon. And then it's time for the Brussels sprouts.
Is it about something to do with who opened that and left it out of the fridge?
You
know, those kind of trivial fights that you want about to go over something bigger, but
exactly. You
can't
want to go over something kind of classic, you know what I mean? In that kind of a way. Or well, I mean, obviously the worst thing you could ever say is the turkey is dry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could not lie, whatever you do, for
do
the
you
sake
get,
of your mother.
Do you get a bit dramatic, though? Do you get a bit dramatic about the setting of the table and everything being...
Oh, no, I'm afraid. And if people
bring out your dark side, if you have.
Yes. If people sit in the wrong place, it is frowned upon. Even if my three-year-old niece sits in the wrong place, I'll have a word.
Our fights usually to do with fashion.
Yes.
The year my mum got me the beautiful outfit to wear for Christmas, but I ended up in the cinema and got a hickey on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
So I had to wear a black polo neck, and she couldn't understand why I wouldn't wear my Christmas outfit. And I didn't even know what was going on.
A hickey on Christmas Eve. That's like a Christmas song. I got a hickey on
my
Christmas Eve.
Oh, Luke will be talking to you afterwards.
We'll work on that. Brilliant.
What age were you when you got your first?
I was too young to be getting anyway, look, I don't remember the movie. Don't remember the fella. I just remember wearing the polo neck for the whole of Christmas.
You got a hickey in the cinema.
Yes, I did. But another year I bought loads of clothes for people, a boyfriend and everything. And I went into BT's because they were doing free wrapping. And I queued up with all my terrible presents and got them wrapped in the BT. But didn't the boyfriend's sister know that Ben Sherman wasn't from BT?
Wasn't it BT too?
Yeah, I got called.
She out you?
She did, yeah.
How
yeah.
Dare
By the way,
she?
We should explain a hickey for people who might be forcing their relatives who've just landed in Dublin Airport to listen to the radio this morning. A love bite?
A
is
love
that the
bite.
International yes, recognised yes, yes. term?
A yeah. term of endearment, of infection.
Innocuous, yeah.
No, it's haven't had one since.
Not yet. There's a few people here, Norma.
But she is open to it.
We are.
I'm looking at all the arrivals here. Any single person coming in?
For anyone that doesn't know, we're both looking.
Yeah, we're both looking. And
if we don't get out by 10 o'clock, we're going to get with each other.
We're looking for the sad, lonely people coming through.
Like most of our conversation this morning, I have to swiftly move away from you before it leaves the confines of a family
program.
You're
my cousin. You're safe, Oliver.
Back to the Swing Cats now. Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band does a very good version of this song,
Absolutely,
Luke.
Absolutely, yeah. So Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, I love
it. Let's give it a go.
51551 for the texts.
If you know it, please sing along. Here's some dancers and all. Here we go. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. How are you doing? Are you all right? Welcome to Dublin. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Ah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. Telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. Bit of saxophone, come on. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. Say, there's Derek. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. I said, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well done to the Swing Cats once again. And there's a very steady flow of people coming through now, and thank goodness they're coming here at all, because Ireland is the most maddening and also the most wonderful country in the world, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, there's nowhere like it. And Christmas especially brings out the best, I think, in everyone.
It is.
Definitely.
It's very kind of greyed out at this time of the year. There's like, it feels like there's no colour. So that's why I particularly, with the red face, bring out the colour.
Like he looks like a Christmas decoration. Yeah. I look like a fairy on a tree.
You're actually quite bauble-like with this, lots of shiny. Yes,
literally rolled around in a bit of glitter and
he
out
should
the
be
door,
on a tree, for
yes.
sure. But I find like we're the only people in the world who kind of ask questions about ourselves out loud.
Yes.
Do you know, we have the great sense of ourselves, which is like, am and I some Egypt?
Yes.
It's quite a common refrain, isn't it?
Yeah. Am I some Egypt?
Am and I some Egypt?
You are.
Or I'm mad, aren't I? Sort of thing. Even if something lovely happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, we've just won 6 million at the Lotto, Maureen. Actually, we don't know ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You have to put
like
a bit of
doubt. Like
the
two rowers from Cork. They're there with their Olympic medals. Actually, I didn't even know we were going out on the boat.
That's gas, isn't it?
Gas, isn't
yeah, brilliant.
Maybe one.
We just sure look.
We're down for a quick few strokes of the oar and away you go. Luke, you're Christmas. Well, you have a lovely little girl, don't you?
I have a lovely little girl. I think she's listening. Her name's Heidi. She's 5 now. And yeah, absolutely. We have a tradition now, which is going to the Phoenix Park and seeing the reindeers every year. So I used to do that when I was younger. It's great to get her there to see the reindeers as well before they go off.
These are the real wild.
Oh yeah, in Phoenix
deers,
Park.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's a big thing. I'm going to do that tomorrow now on Christmas Eve.
Christmas morning, yeah. When you've been watching her over the years, and the different reactions as she
absolutely.
Gets older.
Absolutely. I hide behind the sofa, you know, with the phone and. She actually knows what's going on now. The last few years, she actually knows what's going on. She's so excited, like all kids, you know.
5 would be absolutely.
Yeah, perfect age, you know.
Okay, where is home exactly for you, Luke?
I'm a Tala man, you know.
Oh, are you? Another
West
from Tala.
West Dublin, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's me. So, that's where we'll be. That's where Santa will be coming, you know.
It's been a great year for Tala. Rashida Adeleke.
Absolutely, yeah.
As well.
Amazing.
And, of course, Al Porter, he's wrote the panto that you're in.
Yes,
another Tala man.
Yes, he is indeed, yeah.
And that's running until when?
We are on until the 5th of January. We
Ollie,
are indeed.
Ollie, Polly, getting
Ollie, Polly are freezing. Okay. Yes, Oliver.
Listen, Norma and James, you keep watching the messages in
we
there.
We are indeed,
51551 yeah. for the text. The WhatsApp is 087-032-3232. I'm going to go over here and chat to somebody. I'll get this microphone on. Thank you very much, everyone, for keeping the mics going as I rove around. Jennifer Campbell Hopkins, no
Hello,
less.
How are you?
How are you?
Good morning.
And what brings you to the airport this morning?
I'm here this morning to pick up my son, who flew out to New York last week to meet his girlfriend, who's been in college for 4 months.
Oh.
And they're both flying home today. So.
And son's name is?
Is Calvin. And girlfriend is Quiva.
Oh, Calvin and Quiva.
Yeah.
It's like they could be in a rom-com together. And Calvin lives here, does he?
He does,
so he's
yes,
here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He, how did he meet Quiva then?
They just met through work. They were through kind of college work.
Oh,
yeah.
So they got together here?
Yes, they got
and
together.
And she's gone
yeah.
off?
She's just in college, yeah.
Okay.
On an Erasmus, so she's home now.
And are they staying in your place now for Christmas or what?
No. Calvin will be with us and Quiva. With her parents.
Okay.
Down in Wexford.
Down in Wexford?
Yeah.
Which part of Wexford?
Yeah. I think Gorey.
Oh, Gorey.
Yeah.
And where are you from exactly?
I'm originally from Dublin, but living now in Bolton Glass.
So. Bolton Glass and
yeah.
in Wicklow,
County
is
Wicklow,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
it's in
yeah.
Wicklow. That's a nice country.
Oh, no, it is, yeah.
Christmas for and everything. So she's studying, and who's the home care nurse?
No, that's me.
That's you?
Yes.
That's what you do, okay.
Yes, I'd like to say a big shout out to all my colleagues in the community intervention team. We're based down in Rathfarnham, and we cover the whole of South County Dublin, and they'll be all working all over Christmas.
Will they?
So we do, yeah, from...
Are you working as well?
I'm thankfully off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I was working yesterday, and I'll be on Stephen's Day on the 27th.
Will you? Wow.
Yeah.
And it is, as it says, you're going from house to house.
House to house, and we have four clinics as well based in Dublin. So it's, yeah, very busy. Yeah, but it's home care. It's getting people out of hospital. So shout out to all my fabulous patients and colleagues.
It's lovely yeah. to. It's a lovely job you have, and it's a nice
yeah.
calling.
No,
have you
is.
Always
I
been
have
a nurse?
I love it. I do love it, and I'm very lucky to be in a job that I love. Yeah.
Difficult this time of the year, though. I'm sure there
no,
are people
very,
who
very
are.
No, very difficult. No, it is difficult. Yeah, but you know, it's just it's getting people out of hospital, and that is the main aim, you know. But yeah, it's fabulous, though.
But thank you so much for doing all of that, and a happy Christmas to you and all your colleagues.
Thank you.
In
thank
the home
you.
Care, and good luck with the girlfriend and the. Your son of the government. It's all wonderfully comfortable, and there's no awkwardness whatsoever
not
here
at all,
the airport. There's a lovely crowd. There's a good atmosphere.
It no, really fabulous atmosphere.
Does
fabulous
it feel like
atmosphere.
Christmas to you, even though you have to go back to work on Stephen's Day?
No, it does. It does, yeah. It's fabulous here, actually. The music's great. It's really,
ah, yeah,
really
the swing
good.
Cast really
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
oh, but I have tickets for you for all your work. I hope you get time off to do this. It's not until next June. It's the Saw Doctors and Damien Dempsey.
Oh, fabulous.
Oh, you're actually legitimately delighted in Virgin Media Park down in Cork.
Oh, no, thank
to
you so much.
That's two tickets.
That's
enjoy yourself. Jennifer Campbell Hopkins.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And happy
Christmas
to everyone down in Bolton Glass. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back very soon.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. We're live in Dublin Airport. I've got Glenn here beside me. Glenn is 21 and you're from Boylan, County Roscommon.
I am
in
indeed,
that case.
Yeah.
You've just arrived home.
I have.
And Mammy is Lorraine
That's
Moore.
That's right.
Good morning
yes,
to
I
you.
Drove up this morning.
You're beaming this morning. What time did you get up to come out of... To get
about
from
half five, but sure it was worth it.
Ah, yeah. You're delighted.
Yeah.
How long, Glenn, have you been over there?
About 4 or 5 months now.
And over there being...
On exchange now.
It's yeah. Notre Dame, is it?
University of Notre Dame, yeah. Yeah, just about 2 hours outside Chicago, yeah.
What's a boil in County Roscommon family Christmas like?
God, bottle of whiskey with the granddad, I don't know, like...
Drinking responsibly, of course.
Exactly.
Have you got them scattered around the place, Lorraine, or how many kids do you have?
3 boys, so they're all at home now for Christmas, yeah. Glenn was the only one away, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely, okay. Yeah, so yeah.
It's great.
Let the rows commence.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the brothers now, yeah.
Who are you going to see when you get home?
Yeah, so probably go for pints with the lads now tonight, Secret Santa and the likes. Looking forward to seeing them. It's been a hot minute, so yeah, looking forward to it.
A hot minute. Oh God, America's getting in on them now.
Yeah.
Stereophonics, we have tickets there for next June in the Virgin Media Park.
Oh,
I hope somebody in the house, three lads
That's
in the house, surely
kind.
There'll be someone. Not at all. Happy Christmas
thank
to Lorraine and
much.
To Glenn. And we've got Jess, who's just in from Chicago. Jess, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Are you from Chicago? Are you from here?
No, my partner and I moved over from Dublin last year. This is my first time coming back to Ireland in a year and a half, and I spent the last 6 years living in Dublin.
And you're delighted to be back. And what what are the plans for Christmas?
We're going down to Tipperary. Have reservations at Mikey Ryan's down in Tip to see the whole family. Super excited for it.
And we'll have a lovely time down Christmas. That's down. Where exactly in Tipperary is that now?
The in Ryan? Clonmel.
Yeah, when it's Ryan's in Tipperary, you really have to narrow it down in Clonmel. Have a great Christmas, Jess.
Thank you.
And I'm going to talk to Rosie. Rosie and Lawrence are here. Yes. And Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike is who you're waiting on, is it?
Yes. So
you've got the signs here. Look at the middle.
We're the grandparents here with their mummy's brother is
with
coming
Lyra,
in
beautiful
today.
Name.
And it's a big surprise for her. So she doesn't know till this evening.
Oh, my goodness.
Her brother has come home.
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
It's a big surprise.
Very excited. So Lyra is there and she looks absolutely traumatised to be here at the airport.
It was a 5:30 start this morning. So
where is home, by the way, Rosie?
Enniskillen.
Enniskillen in lovely County Fermanagh. And Lawrence, you're here. You're looking after the grandkids as well.
He's shy boy.
He's gone so shy altogether. Doesn't know what's happening here.
Not like him. Not like him.
Christmas in Enniskillen then.
Yeah.
Now, we have tickets for you, by the way. There's a lovely show, War Horse. It's suitable for all the family.
Thank you very much.
And that's
much.
The Bord Gáis Energy happening in January as well. So
thank you
and happy Christmas to everyone.
Happy
all of
Christmas
you there in Enniskillen. They're waiting for people to come here. Right, we've reached the end of our welcoming party here in Dublin Airport. It's also our final programme this year. So thank you very much for listening and joining in the conversation. A special gratitude to my colleagues, to Caroline, Michael, Kieran, Susan, Adam and Mary, and to our extra help here today, to Sean and to Ruth and to Padder as well. I'll be back on air on the 6th of January. In the meantime, you can catch Callan Kicks the Year, which is reviewing all the mad stuff that happened in 2024, this day week. It's on RT1 television. Also New Year's Eve. See the Christmas RT guide for more details. So until we meet again, have a safe and a lovely peaceful break. Thank you to Norma and James Patrice as well. Nullig Hunna Yves Galair, we play out with the Swing Cats and Luke Thomas. Thank you so much from Dublin Airport. Safe home, everyone.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.